Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk. The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready. You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT, Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Welcome, 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 guys. Oh, my gosh. How is everybody doing for the holidays? I just finished up my last bit of shopping, running around, doing crazy stuff. And you know what? I ended up coming back to Amazon. I don't know why I drive myself crazy, guys. Welcome. Hey, what's going on? Great. I don't know why I drive myself crazy with the holiday shopping. Just Amazon, guys. It's so easy. You sit there. Any insane thing you could think of to give someone as a gift, Amazon has it. I mean, I don't care what it is. And then it's like 2 days, it's at your house, you're done, no traffic, no gas, no car. You just like sitting back and you're like, ping, 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 you done, you got everything. Welcome, welcome everybody from Live Me. What is going up? Oh my God, I love the love. I love the love. I love it. We got lots to talk about today, guys. More stuff going on in the celebrity world. So, did you guys see that Selena's mom is having a nervous breakdown? Like, I'm not kidding you guys. Someone actually called 911. Whack attack, what's going on? CJ, I see you. Epic Block, what's up? Welcome, everybody, to on Blog Talk Radio. So, Selena's mom is so crazed about Selena being involved with Justin that someone actually had to call 911 on this woman. I mean, I feel her because trust me, I got my daughter in a relationship and I feel like I need someone to call 911 on me. So I totally feel this mom out. But I mean, how insane must you have been that you needed someone to call 911 on you? So someone called 911. I don't know if she had heart palpitations, like, Selena, stop. You can't be involved with him. No, no. And they took her to the hospital. And we haven't heard an update yet since about what's going on. But talk about stress. You are so stressed out with your A-list daughter going out with this A-list singer. Now, I get it. So the mom is kind of freaking out about the way things ended between Justin and Selena. I mean, it was like social media worldwide went crazy about the whole Jelena, they're not together again. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But at the same time, you have to understand, at least from my point of view, they were teenagers when that stuff was going on. And you know how it is when you're a teenager. I mean, and understand something. Like, she probably was so much more emotionally invested in it. In the meantime, Justin was like tripping with every insta-hoe he could find. Okay. So he was like, so it didn't work out at that point in time for them. So maybe I would say to the mom, just give him a chance. Cause unlike the loser my daughter's going out with, that was when Justin was younger. I know you hear me. I know you hear me. What's up? So you guys, sometimes you have to give someone an opportunity and say, give them a chance, because maybe the person that they were, I mean, none of us are the same people we were when we were teenagers. We look back at that phase of our lives, and even if you are a teen right now, you weren't the same a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Everybody changes. It's true. You know what I'm talking about? It's the hoes, the ones that sit there and be like, Justin, flash, make me famous. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, so the thing is, you have to understand, like, you have to give someone a chance sometimes to see if they've changed. Now, if things don't work out, which I haven't seen Justin with any of the insta-hoes. Oh, my gosh. Much love to you there, too, there, short circuit. I haven't seen Justin do anything. Remember, do you guys remember, like, the longest time, every time you saw Justin, there was an insta-ho. And the insta-ho was usually naked, okay? So it was like everybody was kind of using Justin as an ability to basically get famous. And he was basically being like, bring on an insta host. So, you know, here I am thinking about this stuff, and I'm just like, give the guy a chance. Let's see what happens with the whole Justin Selena thing. I get it. I feel it from the mom, because trust me, I know what it's like when you have someone you love in a relationship that you think is going to be poison, and you're trying to do everything you can to fix the problem. But sometimes, just give it a moment. Give it a chance and see what happens. So here's the deal now, guys. Here's the deal, what's going on. So I saw another story today. I'm sorry. Of course, you know, things are pinging in on my computer. Let's just ignore all that right now. But if you go ahead and look on one of the news items I saw, which I thought was interesting, was the girl from Fuller House. You guys know how they have like Full House, and now we have Fuller House. That's on Netflix. Okay, so a lot of these people were not working. Basically, you know we saw them on the repeat and the repeat for Fuller House. CJ, Don, I'm going to follow you back. Don't you worry about that. So you know how you have like the Fuller House, right? So anyway, the chick from the Fuller House, I'm trying to remember her name right now, but I'm going to pull it up for you guys because I was like, I was checking into this thing. And I was just like, girl. Okay, yeah. So it was Jodie Sweetie. That's right. I think she played the middle daughter in all this. She played the middle daughter, Jodie Sweetie. So she went from making 48 grand, which I'm going to talk about the 48 grand because that just blows my mind. How's it going, Tweetie? Sweetie, it's going good. It's going good, people. I speak Spanish. Okay, this is my extent of my Spanish, guys. I want to let you know for people joining me on live, me, café con leche, okay? Because that's what I just got right now. Do I love Spanish food? Spanish food, oh my gosh. Let's not even start talking to me about the Spanish food. I could eat Spanish food all day long. Delicious, delicious. Somebody needs to teach me to speak Spanish so I can order more food. Oh my God, thank you for the likes. Love it. Thank you, CJ. So this chick, Jodie, from Fuller House, she now has to pay her husband, who's got divorced, $2,800 a month. And they're making a big deal about this, okay? But before we even get into that part of it, can you imagine that this show is constantly on, guys, and she was only making 48 grand a year? That's why, you know, that's what I always say about the celebrity life, guys. Thanks for joining, I think, a lot. That's what I say about the celebrity life. Literally, you could be on the red carpet today, and tomorrow you could be standing there with a sign that says, feed me on the sidewalk of Hollywood Boulevard. I'm not kidding you guys. I'm serious. I'm serious. This is the celebrity life. And to me, it blows my mind that someone who has a show that literally is on repeat since she was like a little kid only has income of $48,000. Like that's all she made. Anyway, with Netflix now bringing back the show as Fuller House, and I guess some endorsement deals and some other movie things she's done, she now moved from 48 grand to $600,000. So those of you who are joining me right now, we're talking about the Fuller House chick, Jodie. So she's now like, hey, man, they're making a big deal about having to pay this guy $2,800 a month for support, which I guess for child support, for support. But here's my take on this, guys. And I know some women out there are not going to be happy that I say this, but I feel as a woman that if we want to have equal treatment, then if we have to write a check because we're the ones making more bank when it comes to the kids, then guess what? You got to write the check. Sorry. I mean, I get it. I know how crazy that sounds. I know some people get upset with me, but my answer to that is if the guys can write the checks, the girls can write the checks. So I get her maybe complaining about the $2,800 a month, but I don't think she should be complaining because she went from $48,000 a year to 600 grand now a year. Hopefully she could keep it up. But I was just like, $48,000? That's all you make? It's called money mismanagement. It's called you need to be working. Because if you're someone who's on a show that literally runs in like multiple languages in multiple countries and has been running since you were like 7, and you're a grown woman, like you should be making way more money than that, because I don't know how in the world you're sitting here telling you're a celebrity and you're making 48 grand. Right, CJ? Right, everybody? That's crazy. That's crazy. So thank you, everybody. You guys have been making my numbers go up. I love you. But I just thought that was crazy. I think we have to be fair to everybody. I think if someone's making money, you just got to, everybody's got to write the check. And like I said, I know some girls are not going to be happy. They're going to be just like, well, you know, I'm sorry, but he should be writing a check to her. No, whoever making more bank should be writing the check to someone else. What's up, Muhammad? Welcome, welcome, welcome. So I thought that was kind of interesting they were going about that. So another thing, guys, that I saw, you know, we always end up going back to Harvey. I'm telling you, Harvey Weinstein, they're going to have to put him into like the dictionary because that man never goes away with his issues and his problems. She's with that's right. You should have endorsements. CJ, she should have endorsements. A lot of endorsements the whole time. So going out of Harvey, if you notice now, they haven't been really talking much about Harvey's wife. Now, if you guys don't know about the whole Harvey Weinstein thing, that's the guy that initially started this whole sexual predator stuff in Hollywood. Okay, that's the guy who like basically opened up. He was like the volcano that exploded, and now everybody is being like thrown into the pit of what's been going on in Hollywood. Who basically has been messing around with who without consent? Who did this? Who did that? This has kind of opened up the volcano of all this. It basically opened Pandora's box. Okay, it opened it up. So anyway, Harvey's wife, we haven't really heard much about. We heard that she left him and she walked away. So now we're getting the juicy details because now we're coming down to the money. And you know, when it comes down to the money, you're going to get the details. So Harvey's wife hasn't filed. Why? Here's why. Because she, the longer she takes to file, the more money she's entitled to. So right now, she's entitled to $12 million. If she divorced him today and had the paperwork, had everything go through, she would be entitled to $12 million. Now, for you and I, $12 million would be big bank, big bank. For her, I mean, I'm sorry, but a teacup in Hollywood costs like $2 million. That's what it costs for a place in literally $2 million is like nothing. So $12 million sounds like a lot of money. Welcome, random burglar. But really, $12 million is not a lot of bank. But she gets a whole bunch of other stuff with this too. So if you joined us right now, we're talking about Harvey Weinstein's wife, who we're all wondering why she hasn't like filed for paperwork and run away with this guy and be done with him and be like, get away from me. So I'm going to give you guys a breakdown of what she actually gets in all this. It's kind of insane. Wait till I tell you all this. Wait till I tell you what she gets. So on top of getting the $12 million, she also gets, she gets another payment out of like another $5 or $6 million, like up to $7 million. Then she gets a housing allowance of like $25,000 a month. Girl, I want a $25,000 a month housing allowance. I don't have that, but I want it. So this is why, and the longer she takes to divorce Harvey Weinstein, the more that meter goes up. She's basically sitting back in a taxi cab watching her, trust me, I'm from New York. I know what it's like to take a taxi. So she's basically sitting back in this taxi cab watching the meter just keep going. And she's like, you know, Harvey, I'm not ready for that meter to stop. Keep it going. Keep it going, buddy. Keep it going. Keep it going. Because the longer this takes, the more money, more money, more money, more money. So I don't know when Harvey's going to get divorced. By the way, Harvey's worth about $250 million. So she's going to take her own sweet time divorcing his ass because she's just going to sit there and watch that meter go up. Now, they said, I think if she waits another year, the money goes up to like another $1 million per year for a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's why Harvey's wife is waiting because she already knows how much money she's going to make. Welcome, Omar. Welcome, Yuhiso. And yeah, so imagine this, guys. She's just sitting back waiting for the meter to run. Just going to make more bank. So Biden, if she waits another year or 2 years, she's going to make even more money. And I think she's gonna make that number hit about 20 or 30 million. I don't think she's going to stop at 12. I don't think 12 million is enough for the poor misery that woman has to go through every time she goes someplace. And they're like, what's your name? This is her wife's name. Can you say a little louder? I didn't quite hear you. Can you tell me what your name is again? Take me a reservation. I mean, imagine you're stuck. Hopefully, the woman's using her maiden name by now because I don't think I'd want to walk around Hollywood using his name and getting all the notice on there about what people are saying using his name. I can only imagine that. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me on Live Me. We are also on Blog Talk Radio and Celebrity Tea Talk. You guys are awesome. I love talking to you guys. I swear, talking to you guys makes my night go by so much faster. And I get depressed. I'm like, I should actually be on here longer. I don't know why I just don't stay on here longer talking to you guys. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, much love. I love how they have these little cute gingerbread stuff and things going up. It looks so cute. I love it. I love it. But yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting, guys. And I'm just like, you know, people need to kind of sit back and wait and see, because I'm taking guesses on how much money this woman's going to make. She's going to make a lot of money. Do you guys remember the story? I think it was about 2 years ago. There was an Indiana pastor, and he actually got into news. I think it like trended worldwide. So his wife was home with their one-year-old. The pastor had literally just left to go do something. And in the course of the time of him leaving and coming back, this is the weirdest thing. Three guys broke into his house. And apparently the three guys who broke in tried to go after his one-year-old. The wife intervened and got shot in the head, which is like horrible. He literally was only gone a short amount of time, came back, and like his wife was dead. And it was no foul play. He didn't get in trouble. They found the three guys who did it. They arrested them. So he's back in the news right now because he just got married. So I thought that was so cool. He did a great story on how he actually met this woman. She has a child too, which is a daughter. So they managed to merge the two families together and got remarried. And I just think that is just so great that somebody that was such a tragic situation that literally went worldwide, that it was just people actually thought he had something to do with it. And he's like, no, I had nothing to do with it. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything with it. That he actually was able to find someone to fall in love with again. So I love it. I love it. I love that had a happy ending. You don't always hear that situation. And a lot of people would think, oh yeah, he was the husband, so he definitely had something to do with the wife's murder and stuff like that. But that actually wasn't true. Had absolutely nothing to do with it. And it worked out really, really well. And that was kind of a cool, happy ending to that situation. I don't know. Did you guys ever watch Glee when Glee was like the big thing? Hey, LS, what's up? Remember when Glee was like this big, huge thing? Everybody was watching Glee and everybody was like, oh my God, Glee's so amazing, blah, 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 blah. Well, there was a freak on Glee. Yes, there was a freak on Glee. So the guy who was acting on Glee, his name is Mark Salling. And they managed to find out that this guy actually had, maybe 3,000 or 4,000 images on my phone. It takes me forever just to even go through the three or four thousand images. I mean, I'm just like flipping the scrolling. This guy, this freak, okay. I mean, he's on Glee. Hey, Kisses, what's up? Hey, CJ. Oh my God, love it, CJ. Thank you. Love it, CJ. Yes, CJ. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. But I'm just like, this freak on Glee had 50,000 pornographic images. Dude, 50,000? I mean, it's bad enough you even had one. But 50,000? I mean, I told you, I can't even handle the 3,000 or 4,000 images on my phone. And they're like Christmas tree, dog, you know, playing out in the snow, you know, some selfies I hated, which I never deleted. I mean, I'm like, dude, 50,000? 50,000? You had way too much time on your hands to be sitting here looking at 50,000 images. Well, of course, he got busted. Now, here's the thing I feel about Hollywood. Hollywood likes a freak. And I'll tell you in what sense what they mean. Not necessarily this kind of freak-ish stuff, but they like a freak in a way. Because, you know, with Hollywood, when you have a blimp on you, like you have a blemish on you, I guess is the word. When you have a blemish on you, it's a way for people to control you. You know what I'm saying? Like if someone knows something about you that no one else knows and it's bad enough that if it got released could alter your life or change your life, then it's a way, I think, I believe, in entertainment, is for them to actually have a hold on you, to be able to keep that little secret file on you. You know, like going back to the Harvey Weinstein thing, he even said that he actually hired people to investigate. It's true. High power freaks. That's right. It's what they like. High power freaks managing the other high power freaks. That's how it works. So basically, you have a situation where even Harvey said he hired people to investigate to find out dirt on people. And I feel that's kind of like how Hollywood works. like it wants to find the dirt on you. So when it finds the dirt on you in Hollywood, it can control you. It can basically be like, I can control everything about you because I know all the dirt about you. That's right. Everybody has a closet. Holla. Hey, AJ, what's up? So this is kind of the way that Hollywood is like, hey, if you don't do this role, we're going to release that file on you. Okay? And that's what they do. That's what they do. That's why you hear about this guy, Mark, being a freak with 50,000 images. I'm telling you, that's how they control you. So anyway, this dude now, this sicko, this freak, like I said, like you said, I love it, TJ, freaks managing the freaks. That's what it is, because that's how it is. He was arrested back in 2015. So we're finally kind of getting the thing right now that basically he's going to face about 7 years in prison, which honestly, he needs to be there way longer than, I mean, it's like up to 7 years. It's like, you know, guys, you know, if I'm walking across the street and I get in trouble, you probably would throw my ass in there for 25 years. This guy, the freak, you only put him in there for up to 7 years. Like I said, it's just, I don't really get that whole thing with the justice system. But anyway, this guy finally is going to be facing the whole thing of whatever was going on with him. You know what? Good. My answer is lock him up, throw away the key, and rewrite his part in Glee like he did Kevin Spacey. Right? I mean, that's how I feel about it. It's like, this guy is a weirdo, and you're only going to put him up there for 7 years. But the other thing, too, is he also pleaded guilty in L.A. Listen, I love L.A. when I go to visit there, but let me tell you something. There are a lot of freaks in L.A., okay? So this is the freak handing down justice to the freak. So maybe that's why he's only getting 7 years. So, yeah, yeah. Oh, you laughing, John? You laughing, CJ? You laughing? But, yeah, it's just how that is. It's just how that is. Welcome, welcome, everybody who is joining me on with Celebrity Talk right now. We are talking up the storm of what is going on in the world today. Thank you for everybody sending me the love. Much love back to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, yeah, I thought that was, you know, we'll see how that actually goes and how that works out with the whole thing with that freak. Hopefully, we will never see him on TV again. Also, I wish him the best of luck when he goes to jail because you know they're waiting for that boy. He is... Yeah, he's going to be starring in his own version of Glee when he gets there. That's all I have to say. He'll be singing soprano. I'm done. But yeah, so that's basically the situation. Okay, Hollywood, please. Okay. I feel like I have this conversation with you guys every single time we talk. But they are now considering doing a revival of The Office. Okay, you know, and it's not going to have Steve Carell in it, too. This is not going to have Steve Carell in it. Here's the thing about the whole revival thing. I kind of feel like Netflix is just, it's killing these networks because all they want to do is go back and just like show us all these old shows that like they've had their time. Like, can't you be creative? Like, I love when Netflix is like, we're doing an original series. Honestly, it's original. Like, that's why Stranger Things took off, because Netflix is like sucking up the talent of Hollywood. It really is. So why are we bringing The Office back again? This is like the fourth show that the networks have come back and be like, we're reviving the show. And I'm like, why? Like, we already saw it. You see the reruns. Can you give us something new to watch? Otherwise, literally, I'm just like Netflix. I mean, I just kind of feel like, give us new shows, give us new things to watch, give us new talent that we want to discover and find stuff about. Like, stop reviving stuff. You know, it's like, it's over. Like, move on to the next phase of things, right, guys? Like, we've already seen that, been there, done that. We want exciting new things. We don't want to, like, I mean, some things you want to repeat, right? Hey, Black Sugar Cole, what's up? Some things you want to repeat, and other things just like, I don't want to see that again. Like, I already saw it. Like, you know, it's like, I love Fast and Furious, but, you know, so it's like going back and be like, we're going to remake a new original Fast and Furious, and it's not going to have Vin Diesel in it. Like, why would I watch that? You know, But yeah, I just kind of wish that Hollywood would just give us some new things to watch, some new movies, new shows. We don't want to see the same stuff again. It's kind of boring. And we want to have new people. I mean, trust me, new people come into LA every day, guys. Like, I call it Carousel 3 because when you're there and you go to the carousel and you're waiting for, you know how you go there and you get in your luggage and you're waiting for your luggage, you literally can see all the hopeful people that pour into LA literally like on the daily thinking, you know, they're going to make it. So like, hey, Hollywood, give some of those people at Carousel 3 a chance instead of like keep showing us the same things over and over and over again. We're kind of over that. We want something new and fun. So hopefully Hollywood's going to do that because I'm just like enough already. I'm kind of done with it. Oh, so I'm sorry, CJ, I didn't answer you yet. I will. As soon as I get through my broadcast, I promise I'm going to answer. I'm going to do a Q&A with you guys at the end of this so we can go over stuff. Because I know you guys are always asking me questions while I'm doing the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. So I'm definitely going to answer questions after I'm done with this because you guys, I love the questions you come up with. They're awesome. So I thought this was kind of funny with Eminem. I don't know if you guys saw the thing with Eminem today that Eminem is looking for love. Eminem is looking for love, guys. I was like, so Eminem is trying to find a love thing. He apparently, from the story I got, is going on to Tinder to try to find love. So ladies, Eminem is on Tinder. But the only thing is he's looking there and he's also looking at strip clubs. Eminem. You know, it's so funny because he talked about how like having his daughter has changed his life so much, everything like that. Eminem, buddy, you know, you go into the strip clubs to try to find, to meet women and you're like, it's tough. Since my divorce, I've only had a few dates and I haven't been able to find anyone and dating's just not where I'm at lately. Okay. If you're going to the strip club to find a woman, it's not going to be that hard so long as you have some bank. Okay. What kind of woman exactly are you trying to meet, Eminem? Because, you know, there's dating and then there's strip clubs. It's kind of like two totally different things that you're looking at, Eminem. Like the strippers are there to take your money. I don't think they really care about that much about dating you. So unless there's more money involved, I'm just trying to figure out how exactly you think you're going to meet someone at the strip club. Like I'm going to the strip club to meet women. Good luck, Eminem. That's a real good place to go to meet women. Like I said, as long as you have money. You can meet as many as you want. You can meet any type you want. So I just thought that was such a weird thing for Eminem to be like, I'm on Tinder. I'm at strip clubs. So, you know, he's even on Grindr. So, I mean, good luck to him. I hope he meets someone. But I just kind of see like Eminem, I don't know what you want. If that's what you want to meet is a stripper, then I guess going to the strip club is a good place to meet the stripper. You know, if that's what your type is, that's what you're going to meet. And if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. It's okay. It's cool. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how that actually works out. But we're going to see if we future see, maybe we'll see him with a stripper chick. I was looking at, okay, so it's funny when they do these interviews of some of these like classic movies that you have. Oh my God, please don't remake this movie. Please don't remake this. I thought you said, please don't remake this movie. So I don't know if any of you guys have seen the movie Fatal Attraction with Glenn Close, but this movie, and I've watched it, it was on like not that long ago, I watched it like recently. This movie basically defines a guy's worst nightmare with a one-night stand. Like, let me break down the scenario of the movie. So the guy is, his wife goes away for one night. Okay, but a little bit prior to this, he meets this woman, kind of casually meeting at like an event or something like that. So his wife goes away for one night, and he happens to run into this woman again. So the one night turns into a weekend that the wife is away. So he proceeds to have a weekend affair. So in his mind, had the weekend affair. It was fun. It was great. Now we're done. In her mind, psycho bitch. Okay. In her mind, it's like, oh no, we're going to be together forever. We're going to be in love. All this stuff from a 48-hour fling. Okay. So through the course of his movie, he's having to deal with this like psycho woman basically coming after him and his family. And so they interviewed Glenn Close, who played basically the psycho chick. And she made a comment. There was a term that was called bunny boiler. And basically what it was like is kind of like the revenge thing. So in one of the scenes, the daughter of this guy has a bunny. So Glenn Close, when they leave, the family leaves to go away, gets access to the bunny, gets access to the home, and basically boils the bunny. Sorry, guys, I got to adjust my thing. So basically boils the bunny. So she comes back, and the bunny is basically sitting there with the head out, and it's like boiling up and stuff like that. It's like bunny stew going on. So it's kind of funny that like she's talking about this movie, and she said that while she was making this movie, she didn't believe that anybody could be that psychotic. I'm just like, girl, you have not been in some weird relationships. I've heard some psychotic crap people do when they're in relationships. I mean, you can go on the internet and see what people do to each other's cars when they're in psychotic relationships. So boiling a bunny is nothing, okay? There's people who have etched things into people's cars that are insane. So to me, like the whole thing about Glenn Close saying, you know, I don't know if anybody could really actually be that psychotic. Glenn Close, there's a lot of psychotic ending relationships. Yeah, you could just actually go onto Google and probably see like half of them and see what's up with them. But yeah, just crazy to me that Glenn Close was on there making the comment and she's like, oh, I don't think people could really be that crazy relationship. You guys out there, you all know that people can be psychotic in relationships, okay? When a relationship doesn't end well, trust me. I mean, if you have a comment, put your comment in about the worst psycho thing you've ever dealt with in a relationship. Because trust me, there are stories of psycho people out there who do incredibly psycho thing when stuff doesn't work out for them. Yeah, but I was like, yeah, sorry, Glenn Close. There's a lot of crazy people who would do a lot of crazy things out there. So, it was really cool. So you know how Chrissy Teigen is married to John Legend, okay? And Chrissy Teigen is one of the people who's always like kind of like controversial and kind of like sometimes ridiculous about some of the stuff that she says. And then she talks to her fans in a way of like, oh, you're my fans. You guys could do all this amazing stuff for me. So she said something today, which is I was just like, stop. Just stop. Because I can't even take it. Just stop. So she comes up with that. She tells her followers, oh my gosh, I am having the worst headache ever. Can any of you please like bring me some headache medicine because I'm having a headache. Girl, stop. Just stop. You're married to John Legend, who has like $100 million. You probably have a housekeeper, nannies, a driver, someone who cuts your lawn, someone who's like, so please don't tell me that you need someone to bring you headache medicine, because trust me, there's probably 5 people on standby in your house that could bring you medicine. It just annoys me sometimes when you have celebrities who just try so hard to make themselves seem relatable to you until you look at some of the things they say and you're just like, that's not relatable. Like, no, that's not really, you can't relate to what I'm going through. So yeah. See, yeah, thank you almost so much for the likes. Thank you. Thank you. But it's true, right? I mean, it's like, you can't say you understand a situation someone's going through when you live with $100 million in the bank. Okay. And you live in a mansion and you have maids and housekeepers and nannies and a driver and a stylist and a hair person and all that other crap and a makeup artist. Like, okay. And like you spend your Christmas vacation or your holiday vacation, like literally on a island somewhere being fed expensive fish or some crap. Okay. So yeah, exactly. $40 million. Okay. So King, $40 million. And you want me to bring you Tylenol? Stop. Just stop. I'm not going to bring you Tylenol. Trust me. I'm telling you, there's like 7 people behind her who could be bringing her some Tylenol. Trust me. So I just don't like when people try to pull this whole thing of like, oh, you know, I'm just so much like you. No, you're not. You're not like me. Trust me. right? You're not like me. So don't sit here and tell me this crap about, oh, I have a terrible headache. Please, you could probably talk to four people. You could probably be like, can you please order my masseuse and have him show up at the house? I need him here in 1 hour. And guess what? He would be there. He would be there. So stop acting like you're me because you're not me. Me doesn't have that. Me doesn't go through that. So, yeah, I just, when people say stuff like that and they try to be too relatable, I'm just like, how about this? Give me your $40 million and then I can relate to you instead of you trying to relate to me. Right? That would work. Give me the $40 million and then let's see how I can relate to you with $40 million in the bank. I bet you we could relate very differently. Yeah, so don't try to be that whole celebrity thing of just like, oh, we're just the same. No, we're not. We're totally different people. When I have $40 million in the bank, trust me, I will be asking everybody to bring me Tylenol because I have seven people around me who will bring me some Tylenol. Yeah, I just can't take the whole like, oh, I'm just like you and you're just like me and we're just like the same people. No, 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 no. We are not the same people. We're definitely not. So The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. If you guys have never been to Beverly Hills, I'm just going to give you some like breakdown on Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills is this small. I'm just letting you know. Like people think that Beverly Hills is huge. It's not huge, guys. Beverly Hills is this big. Seriously. Like you can literally drive through Beverly Hills and not even realize you even drove through Beverly Hills. So it's always kind of insane to me when people like go crazy. Oh, she's worth $10 million. Okay. Newsflash, thank you over here for King. So King is like, she's worth $10 million. Girlfriend, Tylenol will, listen, you can call up your private jet and your private jet will fly you to the Tylenol factory that will give you the special Tylenol. So don't even go there and be just like, oh, please help me. No, no. I don't want to hear about your crap. Just shush up. Just shut up. Shut up. Said enough. So Kim Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, She just completed her 450 hours of community service because she did a drunken rampage at a Beverly Hills hotel in 2015. So I'm just wondering, when you're a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills and you have community service hours, what do you do? Like, what kind of community service hours do you do in Beverly Hills? I'm just trying to figure that out. Like, what is that community service? I'm kind of curious. So I'm going to see right now what it says on here because I kind of saw the heading of this and I was just like, what is that? So very interesting, guys. They have not told us what she did for 450 hours of community service. I'm just trying to figure that out because when you're in Beverly Hills, it's all like manicured houses. It's like the expensive hotel to eat at, expensive restaurants. So what did she do exactly? And there's like nothing on the floor. It's not like you're in Beverly Hills and there's trash on the floor, guys. There's nothing on the floor in Beverly Hills. So what 450 hours did she do? And then it's like there's not even bums in Beverly Hills. And if you've ever been to Los Angeles, there's bums everywhere. And there's not even bums in Beverly Hills. So what did she do for 450 hours? I'm just really curious. And of course, in this article, they don't tell you what she did for that. But I'd like to know, if anybody finds out what she actually did for those 450 hours, let me know. Because I don't see what she did to earn that keep. Like, 450 hours? What the hell did you do? What did you do? I don't understand. I want to know, like, did you stand on Beverly Hills wearing your Versace and carrying your little Louis Vuitton bag and be like, oh, if anyone happens to drop any trash, I'll pick it up. In the meantime, can someone bring me a latte? I mean, really, come on. Thank you, King, for the love. Thank you, King. So really, what did she do for 450 hours? I want to know. But nowhere in here does it say that. Nowhere in here does it say what she did for 450 hours. So if someone finds out, I want to know because I'm telling you, in Real Housewife life, I just want to know, especially from Beverly Hills. There's nothing to clean up there, guys. I'm serious. There's not a speck of dirt. And there's cops on every corner. And it ain't even that big of a corner. And there's still cops everywhere there. So someone's got to spill the tea on what exactly this woman did for 450 hours of community service. But yeah, so we're just like, my heart's not really bleeding for all of that, you know? Because trust me, I mean, 450 hours anyplace else would probably be some serious work on the highway with a doggone stick. There's not even anything to do for 450 hours in Beverly Hills. Just kind of ridiculous to me that they've been talking about this and making a big deal about it, because I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. Okay, so of course, guys, another day goes by with the whole, is she or isn't she not pregnant? I mean, no offense to say anything, but if we've seen the ratings of the Kardashians, I don't think anybody gives a real hoot if that any of those people are pregnant or not pregnant, because their ratings are sucking on the show. So I just think it's funny that every single day we face a headline in the celebrity world about, are they or are they not pregnant? I really don't think people care. I don't think people are like caring if they are or are not pregnant. I think everybody's like, who cares if they're pregnant or not? We don't care. We don't care. Like, we got other things to worry about in our lives, and we're about some chick is knocked up by somebody. Like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, I'm just kind of over the headlines of this. At this point, I don't really think, based on the ratings that the Kardashians have right now on that show, I don't think anybody is really, like, into caring about whether these people do or don't have, you know, don't have the whole pregnancy thing going on. I think people are just, you know, more crazy. So, Christian Bale, you know, I love when people who don't grow up in the American culture like to say they know the American culture. Christian Bale, someone just needs to stop Christian Bale right now. Someone just needs to go ahead and stop it. So Christian Bale is a Welsh actor. If you know Christian Bale has been in like tons of different movies. He did the whole, he did the Batman series and everything like that. He's done tons and tons of movies. And he's saying today that our culture, I'm going to do the quote of exactly what he said, guys. I'm going to do the quote of exactly what he said. Christian Bale, he's a Welsh actor, lives now in the United States with his family, spoke about issues while he appeared at the AOL building. Does anybody use AOL anymore? I don't know. Remember that dial-up thing? I don't know. Does anybody? I don't know who uses AOL. But he's at the AOL building anyway to promote his new movie. And he said, our culture, which I'm trying to say, he's saying our culture, meaning America, even though he's from Welsh and he just now lives in America. Okay. Now, understand something. This is a guy, again, please, if anybody knows how much Christian Bale's worth, pluck it up there. We're going to shout it out. Whoever finds it out, let us know. Again, commenting about every person in America's culture. Okay. Every person in America's culture. Here we go. Okay. His comment was, our culture will be so much richer the day we stop saying, hey, it's all white dudes who are running things, whether that be Hollywood or that be Washington, you know. Can I just have you guys absorb that statement for a moment? Are you guys absorbing it? Because I'm absorbing it while you're absorbing it. Okay, so this guy who doesn't really know anything about American culture is saying, hey, it's all white dudes who are running things. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's my take on that, guys. And he's saying, whether that be Hollywood or whether that be Washington, he's worth $80 million. Okay. So here's a dude worth $80 million telling us how to live American culture. He's worth $80 million. He's telling us how to work American culture. And that he's saying our culture, meaning American culture, will be so much richer the day we stop saying, hey, it's all white dudes who are running things. Okay. Listen, did you not know that the movie Get Out, nominated by the Golden Globes, was put into the category of comedy? And he wants us to stop saying that it's all white dudes who are running things. Comedy. Who thinks that? I just want to know. Yeah, exactly. So this dude is trying to say we need to stop saying that it's all white people who are running things. Excuse me. Yo, Christian Bale, you need to get out of your eight. Yes, it wasn't. Okay, for the SAG, it was put into the correct categories. Go look at the Golden Globe nominations, King. Go look at Golden Globes. SAG did it correctly. SAG did put Get Out correctly. But go look at where the Golden Globes placed SAG, placed the movie Get Out. Go look at where they placed it. So, and let's understand something. The people that are getting in trouble in Hollywood for doing all the crazy stuff, let's go through some of the people that we're talking about. We have Kevin Spacey. We had Harvey Weinstein. Okay, we have basically white dudes getting in trouble for the stuff that's going on in Hollywood. I'm not saying all, but a majority, okay? So I understand what he's saying in some sense. I don't think he understands what he actually is saying when he makes that statement out there. He needs to revise that statement and take himself out of the $18 million world of what he's saying. But yeah, if you guys don't believe me, I'm serious. Go to the Golden Globe, unless they changed it. But the last time I saw the Golden Globe nominations, they had Get Out in the comedy area. So go check it out, guys. Let me know if that's where it's at, but that's where they have it. But like Christian Bale, stop. Christian Bale, just don't talk anymore because you're an $80 million dude from Welsh who didn't grow up in America. And I have nothing to say anything, but you don't understand. He says this. He says, Bale says, one of the reasons he wanted to live in America is that it's considered a nation of inclusion, and he fell in love with that. Here's the thing. We are a nation of inclusion. I agree with that. It's the most awesome thing. I'm from New York. Trust me. Any nationality, anything you want in New York, is there in New York. And there's no this side, your side. There's none of that going on. However, it's hard because, trust me, his nation of inclusion is a McMansion somewhere, okay, for millions of dollars with his kids going to private schools. His inclusion really isn't the inclusion that everybody else feels or goes through. So I understand what he's saying, but it's not the way – it doesn't work the way he thinks it works. It doesn't work the way he thinks it works. But – I understand what he's trying to say, but he needs to reexamine that thought pattern of what he puts on there, because what he's coming out with is no. You know, he's saying that there's greater diversity at the top. Now, one thing he did say, which I did agree with, is he said greater diversity at the top would enrich American culturally. It also would enrich our movies. That I agree with, okay, from the celebrity side. We need to have more culturally diverse movies. And here's the thing. In order for that to happen, the people that are up here on the top have to have diversity. If the people at the top in the celebrity game don't have diversity, then they don't understand, because they're not looking at what's in America. They're looking at their world. And their world is like this. It's small. It's tiny. They need to be able to look at the fact that we are a country of very integrated people. And Hollywood needs to start making movies that when you go to a movie and you look at someone, you need to see people that look like you. Like, I'm mixed. I don't see a lot of mixed people in movies. Or if they're mixed, they're like, she's mixed, but she's really like black. Or that one's mixed, but they're really like white. Like, no, you're mixed. That means you have everything in you. So when you look at that person, you've got to say in a movie, that person is everybody, not just one person. And that's what Hollywood doesn't get, because we still, when we do a movie, we still have the people up here at the top who are not diverse enough to make entertainment that hits everybody, that doesn't stereotype everybody. So I understand what it gets. I understand what happens. But yeah, it's just that's one sentence that he said, Christian Bale, I do agree with. But I also think that it's hard to understand the diversity when you've got that out. So now King is saying that it wasn't, but I believe, let's do Get Out Golden Globes. So let's see what we did over here. Yeah, so John Peele challenges Golden Globes classifying. Now, John Peele, he was the guy who went ahead and did the he was the one who did the director of the movie. He was the one who did the direction of the movie. And he was known as a comedy figure as a person. Okay. And Get Out, believe it or not, grossed $250 million. Okay. Get Out made $250 million. And Golden Globes placed it in the comedy musical category. Okay. And people have come out and say it is a creepy racial thriller. Why, Golden Globes, did you put it in the comedy division? So a lot of people are in an uproar about this whole thing. So, yeah, if the people at the top here want us to be more entertained, they've got to look at all the diversity in America. There's a lot of diversity here. Yeah, it's crazy. It was so yeah, if you go ahead and look it up and look up and Google Get Out Golden Globes, you're going to see a whole thing that everybody is in an uproar about. Why is this in the comedy division? So I get what Christian Bale is saying, but really, it is. Trust me, I did a tour with my daughter when she was performing. And let me tell you something. America is a beautiful country of a lot of beautiful different people from all over. And I feel like the entertainment business just really does not project that to us. They categorize people way too much instead of accepting and showcasing the diversity of people that live in this country. And we have everything. We have everything. I mean, there's nothing you can say in this country that you haven't met someone. You're just like, wow. I mean, trust me, I take Uber all the time. Uber and Lyft are a great way to meet people from literally every country. And you're sitting there and you talk to someone and you're just like, wow, what country are you from? I never even heard about that. And literally in this Uber Lyft ride, you can literally find out everything you can about these people and where they come from and how they ended up and their stories of how they actually ended up in America and how much, you know, how happy they are to be here and they're making their lives and everything. But Hollywood has got to start to recognize that we have a tremendous amount of diversity, and we can't just categorize people into one thing or stereotype people into a category. So yeah, I get what Christian Bale is trying to say and how he's trying to say it. The first time he said it didn't come out so good, but his second statement I absolutely agree with. We have to start to recognize it. We have to do that. So you guys, how many of you guys saw Star Wars? Did everybody see Star Wars? Has everybody seen Star Wars yet? No, any comments on Star Wars? What did you guys think? What did you guys think? If people saw Star Wars, what did you guys think? I have not gone to see Star Wars yet. I haven't done it yet. I was kind of waiting for the craziness of everybody else to go. Probably maybe this weekend. I'll kind of sneak in and take a look at it and see what I think about it and get an idea about it. But I haven't taken a look at it yet. I haven't seen it. But Star Wars did $500 million in 5 days. 5 days. But they're saying that a lot of fans are not happy with it. They're like really, really upset about Star Wars. They're not liking it. Oh, you haven't seen it yet? Yeah. See, I haven't seen it yet. I was kind of just waiting to kind of hear like the feedback on it. But they say true Star Wars fans don't like it. They're not happy with it. They think it's terrible. So, and a lot of them feel that Disney, it's too Disney-ish rather than George Lucas. So I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna when I do see it this weekend, probably when I do Monday's broadcast, I'll let you guys know what I actually think about it. But yeah, $500 million in 5 days, guys, that is just insane. And you know that sucker's gonna play for like 6 more months in the thing, and plus they haven't like released, it'll be streaming, everybody will be streaming it and all this kind of stuff. So yeah, $500 million, wow. That is a pretty amazing feat to have happen. That's pretty, pretty crazy. I'm like, wow, $500 million. Kudos for them for making that kind of money. Man, $500 million. Dang. I mean, that's probably going to be like a $1 billion movie by the time it gets done. It's going to be like $1 billion that they went ahead and going to have on that movie. That's insane to me. That's absolutely, absolutely crazy. So, yeah, guys, I'm kind of interested to find out how it actually ends up and, you know, see what people actually think about it and they think it's pretty good, or if it's stupid or whatever it may be. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how much I like it or don't like it. It's kind of whatever, weird. So Mariah Carey now is back in the news because of her bodyguard. You know, the thing is, with these people, they walk around. You know, these bodyguards, I mean, my daughter had a bodyguard, and he was huge. He was freaking huge. Like, he was a wall. He's still a wall, but he was a wall, okay? So this bodyguard, apparently, this fan tried to get too close to Mariah Carey. And the fan says, your bodyguard basically beat me. But you have to understand something. When you're celebrities and you have a fan run up and approach you, you don't really know. Like, their instinct when they see this fan is to guard the celebrity. So you may be running up with just, hey, I want to just go ahead and get this such and such signed, or I want to take a picture with you, and they think you just run up to the person. But the bodyguard doesn't know what your intentions are. He doesn't know if you're running up to actually harm the person or to actually, like, meet the person. So his first instinct is going to be like, hey, my job is to guard this person, so I'm going to come after you. So the thing is, if you're running up to approach a celebrity, just don't run up like you're going to run up like full force to them, because if they have a bodyguard with them, he's going to take you down. Like, that's his job, is to take you down, because he doesn't know anything about you, and he has to make a split second decision on whether you're there for being helpful or harmful. So you have to understand, like, if you're running up to a celebrity and you're just going to like, hey, I just want to, you can get tackled down. And let me tell you, these guys are big. These guys are like linebackers for the NFL. Okay, these guys are huge, huge guys. And a lot of them are trained. They will hurt your ass, okay? They will hurt you. So if you're going to go up to a celebrity and meet a celebrity, you just need to be aware that that person is there for basically blocking. Like, we had something at one time. My daughter was at a nightclub, and she was there for an event for E. And, yeah, like, people were trying to come up to where she was, and basically, he didn't block. He blocked him. And he was like, that's my job. I don't care what you're coming up for. That's my job, to block. And then had to kind of make that judgment call on whether that person was, like, safe to approach or not safe to approach. Hey, Far Racer, what's up? Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and we are on Live Me talking to you guys about what's going on in the celebrity crazy world, because, you know, there's something going on like every day with these people. Like, dang, we're still trying to find out if Rihanna's engaged or not. We're waiting to find out what the scoop is on that. We haven't even heard. We saw she's walking around with the ring, but we don't even know if she's engaged yet. We're trying to find out what's going on with that. But yeah, you know, it's just, you're gonna go approach somebody, you just need to be careful and be aware that, hey, you could have the best intentions, but they can take you down. They can totally take you down for whatever it is you're going to do. So you just need to be like, you know, just kind of be careful. So approach cautiously when you're doing the celebrity thing. Just don't run up to somebody and be like, hey, I want to meet you because you're a celebrity. Chances are, if they have a bodyguard, man, he's gonna knock you down. Anyway, so people that are going to be leaving, I'm going to stay a little bit on with you guys longer on Live Me. Thank you very much to everybody who has joined us on Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook. And check us out. We'll be back again tomorrow with another live broadcast. And, guys, I'm still talking to you guys over here on Live Me. We still got more stuff to talk about. There's still more stuff going on. There's still more to find out what's going on in the celebrity world. Thank you again, everybody, for joining me. Peace, peace out to the people over there on Blog Talk Radio. I will see you again tomorrow. Yeah, so, guys, it's just like...